Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen, and I'm returning your call, calling from customer support.
Yeah, my name's Teresa Campbell, and I had called last week for a refund. I haven't received that yet, and I meant to ask how long will it be before I get it, or do you know if they've sent it?
Okay. Let's
I
see.
have my confirmation number too. Oh.
Okay. Let me get you pulled up in the system, and we'll see what we got.
Okay.
See, can you
Okay.
provide me with your zip code, please?
93035.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, and you said your name was Teresa Campbell?
Yes.
Okay, could there be a different first name?
Maybe Terry.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. Right, I think I've located you. If you would, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address, please?
5235 West Woolley Road, number 2, Oxnard, California, 93035.
All right, thank you. Okay, so I did locate an account, and I'm just waiting for that to open so I can see what we've got going on here. Let's see. All right, so let me go back. All right, so let's take a look here. So I did locate the account. Looks like you had signed up for
Yeah, I
the
didn't read the
entry.
fine print. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was for
I
the
didn't want,
cookware.
yeah, so she, yeah, and so
Okay.
the lady I talked to last week, I think, canceled it for me. That
Okay.
and the shipping and handling, so total of 7306.
Okay, so looking at the account, I am seeing that this was for the sweepstakes entry. And let's see, so you had signed up for the chance to win the cookware. And then let's see, that membership also entailed the continued entry each month for the chance to win the cookware, but it also provided you with a gift voucher for $125 each month to use towards the Consumer Direct Savings Store. And so I showed that she canceled that, being that that
Yeah,
would
she
be,
gave me a confirmation. I have a confirmation number.
let's see, but
I don't know if that'll help.
let's see. Yeah, she canceled, but I'm not showing that a refund of any kind was processed.
Well, can you make sure it is?
Okay, so now what I would be able to do for you, ma'am, on this, because I'm not saying that when you signed up that the terms were read, but I do know in order for the initial entry to process, you would have had to have agreed stating that you had read and understood the terms.
And I get that, but what I had signed up for showed nothing like that. It had like a limited time, and we entered. It was just a little pot that I thought I was getting, or a cookware, not the whole set. Again, I didn't see anything else, so I want this canceled now. I'm not interested at all. I should be able to cancel it.
Okay. Well, the account's been canceled, ma'am, but what I can do on that, the 6732, is I can offer a 35% refund for you.
I want a full refund. There's just no way. I haven't received anything. I want a full refund. The first thing, the only thing that was supposed to be charged to me was shipping and handling. And you all did that almost immediately, for $5.74. I thought, cool. So I'm waiting and waiting. Then on the next thing I know, I'm getting charged $67.32. And then I realized, oh, they got me. So I want to cancel. I'm not interested. I need to cancel this, and I want a refund. You guys got to be able to do that for me, because you'd be in big trouble if you can't. That's what I'm saying. You guys got to be able to give me my refund. I mean, I got a cancellation number, a confirmation number that I've got a cancellation coming and a refund. So I'm not sure what the problem is.
All right, let's see. Okay. All right. Let's see. And you're saying that the representative that you spoke to on the 9th had told you you were being refunded?
Yes, and gave me the confirmation number for it.
Okay. What confirmation number was provided, please, ma'am?
C-262-991585.
Okay, give me just 1 second if you would, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So now what I would be able to do for you, ma'am, because the confirmation number that you provided, that was a cancellation number. That's just to ensure that there's not going to be any future charges of any kind.
Gotcha.
Being that it would be the monthly membership. Now what I can offer to do to try to assist you with this, since I do understand that the terms were not understood, I will offer to include my personal discount, where I can meet you halfway and do a 50% refund. But that would be the best I would be able to do, ma'am.
So I can't even get the $67.32 back? I mean, I understand the shipping and handling, supposedly, but I don't want the thing now. What, I mean...
Yes, ma'am. So the refund would be on the $67.32. The 50% would be a refund for $33.66.
This is not right. I don't understand it. I mean, do you get calls like me every single day, everybody messing up, that you're just not going to help me out?
No, ma'am. That's.
I mean, I made an honest mistake, and I feel like I'm really getting the shaft for it now from you guys.
Yes, I mean, if there was anything else I could do, I would be more than glad to assist you, but unfortunately, that... Being that you agreed to the terms, it would validate the charge. And so that's what makes it hard as to what I can do on my end.